don't have to wake up early in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, because there's no school in the nation's second largest district.
When we buy, we win.
Thousands of school staffers are going on a three-day strike, and teachers like Max Rosenblum will join them on the picket lines in solidarity.
We are 100% behind our SEIU Local 99 folks. 100%. They're the people who clean our schools, that feed our kids, that keep our campuses safe.
So now they want a 30% pay raise?
Superintendent saying, quote, despite our invitation for a transparent, honest conversation that perhaps would result in a meaningful solution that would avoid a strike, we were never able to be in the same room or at the same table.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. Former President Trump is not facing arrest today, as he predicted. A New York City grand jury investigating him has more witness testimony tomorrow. But a potential indictment is looming over a hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep a porn star quiet about an alleged Trump affair. He posted on Truth Social it's part of a disgusting witch hunt.
It's an absolute disgrace what's going on.
China's leader Xi Jinping is in Russia for a second day of talks, pushing a peace plan Ukraine's wary of. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants President Biden to do more.
I have been begging and pleading with Biden to make Russia a state sponsor of terrorism to deter China.
He fears China will supply Russia with weapons for the war, but under that terror designation,
any country that provides material support would run into our sanctions.
Meanwhile, arrival of China. Japan's prime minister is in Kyiv for talks today, supporting Ukraine. The Federal Reserve meets today to start a two-day meeting that could lead to an interest rate hike tomorrow, although there are still concerns about banking. After two banks failed, the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is going to tell the American Bankers Association today that the American banking system remains sound. America's listening to Fox News.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and to preserve your wealth, I highly recommend keeping physical gold in your retirement account. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, which is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The day after we learned an American held hostage in Niger for more than 6 years was released in Africa, with the U.S. saying no ransom was paid to free Jeffrey Woodkey from his captors, we found out another American has been let out of a jail in Saudi Arabia with conditions attached. He was put behind bars because of what he put on Twitter.
Saad Ibrahim Al-Mahdi, who has dual citizenship, was due to serve a 19-year prison sentence for destabilizing the kingdom and supporting terrorism. His son says the evidence against him consisted of just 14 tweets. The 72-year-old posted about poverty, the demolition of historical sites, and the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He's now at a family home in Riyadh, but according to his son, has been barred from travel. The case was one of several President Biden said he'd raised with Saudi leaders last summer. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Speaking of Twitter, this is its birthday.
17 years ago, a software entrepreneur named Jack Dorsey switched on a server that allowed users to post short messages. His message was the first in the stack, reading, "Just setting up my Twitter," which he spelled T-W-T-T-R. The next person and those after them would see their message of 140 characters or fewer append to the list in real time. At first, it was a novelty. It later arguably became a new way of digital navel-gazing. And today, Twitter seems to be perhaps one of the ways most people communicate, from presidential candidates to local businesses. It allegedly partook in government conspiracies, and another tech magnate paid more than $40 billion just to own it. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we're seeing big gains potentially. Stock futures up more than 300 for the Dow. This after yesterday's big rally when the Dow rose almost 400 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. State Farm reporting Illinois ranking fourth in the nation with them for hail damage claims. Hail the number one claim for insurance companies, surpassing tornadoes and hurricane winds for structure and auto damage claims. Last year, Illinois had over $225 million in paid hail claims. In Champaign, during the 2023 construction season, the city's Public Works Department managing more than $7 million of road construction work and rebuild and repair numerous streets across Champaign. That work including concrete street patching, asphalt, repaving, and complete concrete street reconstruction. Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs hosting a Vietnam Veterans Pinning Ceremony next week. The event to honor Vietnam vets and their families is going to be March 29th, designated as National Vietnam War Veterans Day at the American Legion Post 73 in Taylorville. Hey, a big salute to all our veterans who are greatly appreciated. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. We were talking with Jeff Brownfield, who wants to be on the Unifor School Board here in Champaign, so you know, schools are very complex places.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I'm a teacher. And what I really have told teachers in the past, you don't say I'm just a teacher. You have an opportunity every day. You're changing lives. You never know what the influence you have, because it's a ripple effect. And sometimes people remember you. We all remember teachers at various times saying things that you remember, but they didn't know that you remembered that. And it's a nugget of gold.
It is.
And so that we all have teachers that have really influenced us.
Uh-huh.
But today you're dealing with emotional mental health issues. We've messed up the kids with COVID. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
We are dealing with behavioral problems. We're dealing with nobody with supervision or nobody that gave them a good example of how to live your life. And then the teachers are trying to be counselor, psychiatrist, informant, if there's something wrong with
it. And sometimes having to be a best friend too.
It's unbelievable the depth
of a parent.
And then you, oh, by the way, you got to know what 9 times 9 is. And so it on it goes. But if he's saying 99% of the African American community in Unit 4 is behind on the basic reading and mathematics, I mean, that's terrible. And we have 75%, I think, of the district. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Of third, fourth, and fifth graders that are below grade.
So if I might ask, and it happens in the school district that, you know, and schooling that we experience, is why move kids forward then?
Well, because
testing up to grade level, if you're trying to build, it's like a snowball effect for the future.
You
can't
advance, but guess what? If you do reach a parent, you'll probably get cussed out because it's obviously your fault for not teaching my child, right? I mean, it is so complex now. It is just, and you have parent-teacher conferences. How many go? The teacher generally stands.
We went to all ours, but and you can't help it because of the class size. It's you know, you get maybe in high school you had, I believe it was 8 minutes per set.
Wow,
you got to
switch out quick.
Can't go. Well, that's because your parents went. Sometimes the teacher stands outside the door, depending on the school. They don't have anybody.
Maybe it's me. I enjoyed it, and it was our duty to go. I mean, we went. We made sure we scheduled work and all that around that one time of the year, to early in the year, to get to meet those teachers. Yes. So that's just me. That was us.
Well, no, that's right. And you put a lot of focus on that, and both your boys are geniuses, right? I mean,
no, you're right. No, only dad is the part-time genius.
Okay, guys.
Let me emphasize part-time on that.
Let's check our weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier with a glimpse of what you got.
Yeah, you know, it's getting better temperature-wise. Gone that, Saturday we only had 21 degrees for a high temperature on Saturday. That's not even mid-January type levels around here. We've only had, I think, roughly 30 years of 150-plus years we've had anything resembling that cold, thanks to the Illinois State Water Survey stat on that. But, so, yeah, indications that it's getting better at 35 at Willard and Savoy, 32 at Rantoul. Yeah, cooler days, chillier days, but I think we're done with the winter cold for now. No shortage of rainfall here in the coming days and weeks, of which might include, as the day wears on today, a couple of late afternoon sprinkles, and with increasing thickening and lowering clouds, 53. Rain at times tonight down to 40, and a windy day tomorrow, but 57's not bad. That'll be a couple of showers around in the morning, better rise tomorrow afternoon. And then some widespread rains tomorrow night through Thursday, even a clap of thunder, 55 and rising tomorrow night, 62 and dropping on Thursday. And the rain stick around into Friday at 48. We're dry for Saturday at 50, back into the 50s, and more rain ahead for Sunday and Monday. Probably an inch or two across all of East Central Illinois on these next several weather systems here in the days to come. For Steve Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Yeah, I like Journey.
Sure.
I like Toto.
A show yesterday, yeah. And getting some text in about that, and I appreciate some people, you know, talking about what a great time they had. And here's Dave mentioning a great, great, great concert last night with Toto and Journey. They really rocked it, and how that young Asian guy who took over for Stephen Perry, the new vocalist, was outstanding.
He's a kid that was found on
Arnel Panada.
He was found in like Taiwan or
right. He's Filipino.
Oh, Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on YouTube.
I know.
But didn't he sound like Steve Perry? Was
like
it Steve
him.
Perry?
Yes. Yeah. And Steve had some throat issues and some nodes and some surgeries during. And Journey has had tumultuous times throughout their journey, pun intended. But Toto and Journey, just so many great songs. And you know, the crowd was just singing along at the State Farm Center. It was so fun to see a lot of the posts this morning of people attending the show. And don't forget, we've got Cody Johnson and Randy Houser coming up. I know US 105.9. Kevin and Brent are the first two that come to my mind as ticket winners when they texted in Kojo to win those tickets to that show on the 25th, which is what, Friday? Wow, that's coming up.
Well, you've got some Journey goes back to the what, 70s?
Yeah.
I mean, it was,
yep. That's right. Oh, I mean, as soon as they hit the piano leg, and I still play this at wedding receptions and even dances to this day, and everybody will kind of crowd around and sing along.
Yeah. No, I used to play it as a disc jockey.
Exactly.
But I'm sure the crowd was 60 to 75 years old, probably. I wonder if there's any
smoke. I resembled that remark. I'd say it was, I mean, and here's Dave saying there's young people there, too.
Yeah, they caught on through the Guitar Hero or something.
Maybe.
I wonder if smoke was wafting through the aisles of State Farm. Because you can drink alcohol now during these two as well.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, it probably was a little loud. Come on.
Stevie, you're really pulling the old guard this morning.
Huh? Huh?
I love it.
Now, speaking of microphone, I can't hear you. Anyway, no, they're an outstanding band.
But I'm just glad people are buying tickets, because I think those, if you wanted good ones, were $150 to $200. And usually there's $40 worth of fees.
Well, they got the screens too, right? I mean, you
right,
can,
for sure.
And then you say, well, if I can't see them, why would I go?
And to me, it doesn't matter. I just want to be in the venue.
Well, that's right. And if you have a screen, you still have the electricity and the. But it's, Toto's. Toto had a lot of hits in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
They really
Rosanna
did.
Rosanna Africa are the first to come to mind for me as big hits of Toto's.
No, they were significant, no question about it.
So there could be people that you work with that kind of holding their head this morning or a little dragging in.
They had it over by 9, didn't they? I mean, the show was,
right.
Come on, we got to work
started
tomorrow.
Started at 7:30, and such great bands. Now, Taylor Swift, you know, she just started last week. She's got a 44-song set list. That is a lot of tunes. I don't know whether she's like just doing medleys or what, but I was just typing
44
in.
44 songs?
Yeah.
How long does that last?
I mean, and the longest show.
When you get old, when you start saying, how long is a lot? we got to get home.
Well, when I went to the Michael Jackson tour, or that show in 2001, the day before 9/11 in New York City, that was, I want to say it was a 4-hour show. I mean, there's just so much, and so many people tributize, and like Usher did, songs.
Yeah.
And then Britney Spears was on, Luther Vandross, and then they did the Motown, the Jackson 5, and to see the Jackson 5, and Janet Jackson. I mean, it was the show.
Well, when's Billy Joel coming? Yeah.
that's another one that just has such a song list. And when he's with Elton John, I mean, it's just fantastic seeing shows. Well, and I'm glad people are buying tickets.
No, that's right.
You know, the venues aren't going to bring them in unless we're showing up.
I wonder if they had theater setting or it was in the round or something. Probably theater. 4,000 or 5,000 maybe. Let me know if you know. Dave, I know, was fired up. 217-359-2255. Sports headlines.
All righty. Where's my sports? Here it is. Okay, so we have Illinois and Bradley playing some ball today. Now that we're in spring, a little spring in your step, 6 o'clock for that tip-off. Bradley's in what, Peoria area? So
Bradley's Peoria.
Mm-hmm, that's where the game will be.
Okay.
Illinois football practices begin, and of course that orange and blue game is on April 20th. So make sure you're making arrangements to be a part of that. Norman, Oklahoma is where the regional women's gymnastics will take place for our Illini going there. As far as Parkland Cobras, they won a couple of yesterday, and they've been playing in the Rantoul's Sports Complex. Such a great place for people. I don't know if you heard, Stevie, but Coach Rick Pitino, who was dismissed by Louisville and then exonerated. I mean, what a career on the back and forth of scandals.
No penalty for scandals. See,
Rick Pitino's 70 now. Well, he got a deal with St. John's.
Said he wants to coach till he's 80.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Well, this is a 6-year deal with St. John's, and you know, it was Mike Anderson. What? Fired after 4 seasons and not making the NCAA.
Suing.
Oh.
Because he wants his pay, and they fired him for cause, and if you do for cause, means you don't have to pay the $8 million or whatever they're owed him.
Uh-huh.
So he's suing about that.
Magic Johnson's in this part owner group bidding on the Washington Commanders. He's already got part ownership with the L.A. Dodgers and the Philadelphia 76ers and the National Hockey League's New Jersey Devils.
Diversify.
Exactly. Colorado beat the Blackhawks 5-0 yesterday. Speaking of NHL, Detroit is at St. Louis at 7 o'clock tonight. Bulls over 76ers. Charlotte over Indiana yesterday in NBA action. And one thing we've been talking about is the championship tonight because Japan beat Mexico. So USA and Japan has Lars Nootbaar as the leadoff hitter for Japan.
And the USA team has Adam Wainwright, Miles Michaelis, number 3 hitter Paul Goldschmidt, number 4 hitter Nolan Arenado, heavily Cardinal. And here we go tonight. I'm actually fired up to watch that. By the way, I had mentioned Devin Witherspoon was projected by Mel Kiper to be the 8th chosen in the NFL draft.
Yes.
Signing bonus for the 8th pick in the NFL draft, $14,220,000. That's the signing bonus.
Yes, please.
Congratulations, Devin Witherspoon.
Make sure you're giving back to the Illini Foundation.
Yeah, they'll be calling you. You know, we want to talk about Busey for a moment. Congratulations, Busey. Recognized among America's best banks for 2023 by Forbes. Second consecutive year, the organization has been recognized on this prestigious list. Ranked 26th overall, First Busey, once again the top-ranked bank headquartered in Illinois. Only other two banks in the state were included, only two other in the entire state included on this prestigious list. In addition to being among America's best banks, Busey also honored to be recognized as a best place to work. And in Florida, among the best companies to work for. BUC Wealth Management has also been named to Pensions and Investments Best Places to Work in Money Management. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, BUC promises the resources to help you succeed. You can stop to one of their many convenient locations. Call 800-67-BUC. You can go to BUC.com. There is a plethora of wonderful information there for you to learn, things about BUC. You can get an appointment with a wealth manager if you'd like as well. For over 150 years, it's BUC. Member FDIC. Fox Business Minute coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Memphis. Saturday, pretty decent spell of weather ahead for the day today. Then it's a series of weather systems over the next 7 to 10 days. It'll keep us certainly much wetter than usual, but at the same time, temperatures finally returning to more typical and usual levels for mid to late March across the area. The cold air for now at bay. Up to 53 with increasing clouds today and a couple of late day sprinkles. A gusty south wind sets in. Rain at times before midnight tonight in particular. Lows near 40. Tomorrow, windy and mild with a shower and spots morning and later afternoon, up to 57. More widespread rains and perhaps some thunder tomorrow night. Temperatures to 55 and rising should make 62 Thursday morning. Then falling temperatures, periods of rain throughout the day, maybe morning thunderstorm. Rainy, chillier Friday with a high near 48, but back into about 50 and some sunshine Saturday. Couple of showers, 58 Sunday. Monday up to 55. More rain ahead and still hovering in the low to mid 50s for highs. Some short-term drying Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures on Wall Street looking to extend gains from yesterday as the Treasury Secretary offers reassuring words. Janet Yellen saying the government could backstop more deposits if necessary to stop contagion and is ready to provide further guarantees of deposits if the situation gets worse. The Wall Street Journal reports Netflix is spending big on a coming science fiction movie from the filmmaking team behind Avengers Endgame. It underscores the company's willingness to invest heavily in projects it thinks can be turned into major franchises. The price tag for The Electric State, featuring Chris Pratt and Millie Bobby Brown, is likely to be in the high $200 million range, according to sources. That would make it one of the company's most expensive original film projects ever. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
We have a Stever alert, ladies and gentlemen. The program where I, Stevie J, hand you money and sometimes significant money, as is today. I'm giving out $500. Let that sink in. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Mm-hmm. $500. The point is for you to go shop at Dick Van Dyke. I'd love it if you've never been there. And go find your $1,400 refrigerator.
Right. I just went to appliance-world.com. Kitchen appliances, laundry, refrigeration, cooking, outdoor grill.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be really,
dishwashers,
really good.
Dishwashers, houseware, small appliances even. Yep. So all kinds of things. Trash can compactors.
Oh, the trash compactor. I haven't seen those in a while. So anyway, Dick Van Dyke's got a lot of things. I'm handing out $500. Go find that in your coupon book. $500. Could be yours. All you have to do to have a chance is to text in Dick Van Dyke to 217-359-2255. We will select two excited families later in the day when you are given the word that you get $500 to spend at Dick Van Dyke. Okay? Okay. On the Tapman's Towing phone line, happy to welcome A.J. Taylor, who's president of Illini Esports. Are you there, A.J.?
Hey, Stevie, how are you doing?
I want to turn your radio down there.
There, kind of. Sorry.
There we go.
All right. So what does it mean in your life, AJ, to be president of Illini Esports, and what the heck is it?
Yeah, so, I mean, esports, the best way to describe it is, you know, it's basically video games, but competition games. So it could be League of Legends, Rocket League, Smash Brothers, anything else that matters. So.
Tetris?
There is actually competitive Tetris. It's not as much necessarily, but there is actually some collegiate leagues out there for it.
Mrs. Pac-Man. I mean, I don't know these new videos.
Listen, we're a little behind it, AJ. What's the yogurt place across from Alma Mater? What's the name of that place?
Yeah.
The yogurt place across from Cairo Mira. What the heck is it? Anyway.
Cocomere?
Cocomere. Have you ever been over there?
Cocomero.
Cocomero. Yeah, Cocomero. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It used to be a Garcia's Pizza.
Yes.
And in that Garcia's Pizza, when I used to go there, they had something called Pong. Have you ever seen Pong, AJ?
Yeah, of course we've seen Pong before.
It was amazing. Donk. 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 I thought it was unbelievable. I was so fired up, man. That was like 1904. And so if you missed it, that was a long time ago. Anyway, what when you guys are getting so good at the video stuff, you can maybe become a drone pilot for the Army or Air Force or somebody, right?
No, I mean, you know, there's a variety of things that, you know, you're able to do. Within Illini Esports, the majority of our students are in STEM degrees. So they're in, you know, computer science, computer engineering, electrical engineering. I myself am a PhD student in food science itself. So, there's, you know, it's not just, yeah, there's definitely that high technical program necessarily, and there are Army recruiting opportunities for that. But there are a variety of other games besides just, you know, I would say kind of the war games necessarily. You know, it's like fighting games, like I'm sure that you guys know, like Street Fighter or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, those kind of like action games are still kind of esports in a way as well. So.
Yeah. No, listen, it's for guys that are PhD students, stuff like that, it's probably a good outlet, and you actually look forward to it. It's a break. It gets away from your stuff. I get all that. But there are some blobs that don't do anything else there,
that's
AJ.
Right.
They're blobs. Mm.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, but that's the stereotype that we're trying to break. That's why we're coming up with the Illini Esports Invitational. That's an event that we actually have coming up in a week and a half, so it's going to be March 31st through April 2nd. The idea is to show off collegiate esports and basically show that, you know, there's not just people that are blobs necessarily, but we're inviting students from all over the country to actually come out and compete at the State Farm Center. And tickets are completely free, and, you know, we're trying to just show that, hey, like, there are these cool games. People are playing them. Here's what's actually happening. We're going to have a whole production squad behind it that's shoutcasting the games and really showing them off necessarily.
That's
so
awesome.
It's going to be a really fun event.
So, okay, so how do people participate? What do they do? How do they find out more if they want to participate?
Right. So, you know, if you're able to go onto any of our social medias at Illini Esports, or if you want to, you can kind of like look up the Illini Esports Invitational. You can come out to the State Farm Center March 31st to April 2nd. We're going to have laptops that people can be able to play on. There's going to be local vendors and businesses that are either, you know, trying to talk with people or maybe sell some items or merchandise. We're going to have prizes and giveaways. And then there's just going to be spectating tickets available so that you can come and actually watch the games yourself and kind of, you know, get swept up in the crowd and, like, what's going on. So
you're anticipating 300 competitors in this event?
Yep. Yep, so far we have about 250 that have signed up so far. We're waiting, you know, people always wait until the last second to kind of see, like, okay, can I get the funds to actually go out to the event itself? But we're probably going to get about 300 overall competitors to the event.
And so does it cost to enter?
Yeah, so if you're competing, yes, there's a cost to enter. But if you're just wanting to spectate, the tickets are completely free. We do have VIP tickets available that have, like, a swag bag, some merchandise, some extra prizing and hors d'oeuvres hour and a free coaching session with some of our Rocket League players, actually.
So I could enter.
Yes, yeah. Anybody could enter.
Where's your Pong game? Do you know where the Pong game is?
Yeah, might be a first round out is what I'll say, but you know, at least you can try it out.
No, I'd beat anybody. I'd beat you at Pong because you'd quit. You'd say, this is boring. I'm done. I'm not standing here anymore.
Speaking of your offerings, it's Super Smash Brothers Ultimate and League of Legends and Rocket League. You know, we have a video gaming place right in downtown Champaign with Volition, and I think Saints Row. I mean, you could partner with them for this esports idea. I think that'd be a great fit, AJ.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have Volition actually coming out, and they're going to be giving an industry panel about game development, getting into game design and everything else better. Unfortunately, Saints Row is not a esports more so. It's more, you know, it's just a regular video game, but not more competitive. But, yeah, they definitely do fit into that same sort of environment, so.
Well, listen, AJ, good work getting that PhD. What are you going to invent? Gluten-free food for my daughter, maybe, huh?
Really good chocolate, actually, is my research. So
you know, there's nothing like good chocolate. Huh?
Hey, and we've got chocolate people in town. Yeah, well, Dan Church with the Venue CU.
They're making dark chocolate.
Yeah.
What's the best chocolate in the world, AJ?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Ecuadorian and Madagascar chocolate. That's just me personally.
Is that milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
That is dark chocolate. We don't stand for milk chocolate in this house.
I like milk chocolate, man. Who doesn't like
the dark chocolate? Come though on. Has healthy benefits.
Yeah, it's the flavor, though, man. Like, you know, the milk chocolate is just, you know, it's creamy and it's good, but it's chock full of sugar, man. Like dark chocolate, you get so much more flavors.
That's true.
Getting, like,
does dark chocolate not have sugar?
It has about, like, you know, depending on the percentage, somewhere between 30 to 25% sugar. If you're like 70%, then you know, like a 70% dark chocolate, then 30% is sugar.
So I mean, but is it you don't add processed sugar to dark chocolate, do you?
You can, yeah. You can add, like, you know, sucrose, dextrose, whatever you want to
add. Okay. Well, listen, AJ, appreciate your information. Go get them. Hope you win.
Thanks so much, and make sure to check out the Atlanta Esports Invitational when you guys can.
Okay. Good. Illini Esports Invitational, and I think it's esports.illinois.edu for details.
All righty. We'll be right back. Last half hour of the program, 217-359-2255. Text in Dick Van Dyke if you want to be part of the $500 I'm giving you to spend at Dick Van Dyke. 217-359-2255. Text Dick Van Dyke.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Law enforcement source tells Fox former President Trump's grand jury indictment in New York could come next week. There's more witness testimony tomorrow. Trump says his political enemies are still trying to take him down.
They're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it.
Trump on Truth Social had predicted he'd be arrested today. President Biden's establishing two new national monuments. One in Nevada, one in Texas.
He's set to make the announcement at the White House Conservation in Action Summit at the Department of the Interior. The White House says Aviquame will honor tribal nations and indigenous peoples, while the Kastner Range Monument will expand access to the outdoors for the El Paso community and honor U.S. veterans and service members.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the monuments preserve 800 square miles of public land. On Wall Street, stocks are starting the day higher, the Dow up about 1%. America's listening to Fox News.
Going to affect the nation. Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Juvenile suspect in custody in connection with the murder of a teen last week in Urbana. Police say the 14-year-old boy arrested Saturday in the fatal shooting of 16-year-old Montrell Emery. The teen gunned down early last Wednesday morning along the 2400 block of Prairie Green Drive. New security measures go into effect at Station Hospital in Urbana. Hospital visitors and those entering through the emergency department are required to show a photo ID, register, and wear a visitor badge. The visitor badge good for a day's visit. Security has protocols in place for those who don't have a photo ID. Hospital officials say these new guidelines are for the purpose of enhancing security. A Central Illinois high school announcing that the deaths of two students Monday, two Prairie Central High School students have died. Names of the students not yet released. The Baptist Church in Fairbury is offering counseling at this time. Our prayers go out to the families. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And it's an increasingly active and moisture-laden one going forward out the next 7 to 10 to 14 days. But at the same time, looks like we'll put the lid on some of this real cold late-season air across the area. Here on this first full day of springtime, increasing thickening and lowering cloudiness, a couple of sprinkles in spots late today. 53 and expected high, south wind 12 to 24 and gusty. Rain at times before midnight tonight, especially lows near 40. Tomorrow, windy and mild, mostly cloudy, shower and spots morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. 57 the high and a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Slowly rising temperatures with periods of showers and a couple of thunderstorms tomorrow night, turning colder for the day on Thursday up to 62 in the morning, then falling temperatures with periods of rain, maybe morning thunderstorm. More rain ahead on Friday, cooler at 48, some sunshine 50 on Saturday, a couple of showers due in for Sunday, and more rain on Monday. High temperatures into early next week, still in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Yep, okay. Glad you're listening. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. 37 degrees currently in Champaign County. All of our guests on the Tavern's Towing phone line, 328-2424. Tavern's Towing is one of those things where you hope you never need them, but if you do, they're real good. Tavern's Towing, 328-2424. Okay, so basketball is over for Illinois. There are people that chimed in last night were giving Coach Underwood and his staff poor grades. It's inevitable to have that kind of disappointment,
right?
When you don't meet expectations, and the expectations were drawn up early on when we beat UCLA and Texas, who, by the way, are still alive in the Sweet 16. And so you're thinking, man, how good is this team? And then a few injuries, and then Sky Clark left, and then got a concussion, and then got another concussion, and then, yeah. So it just, Brad Underwood has won the most Big Ten basketball games in the last 4 years than any other coach in the Big Ten.
Can't complain about that.
We have to obviously calm down. It's just, who you getting, right? You're just like, guys, remember we were bubble, NIT, maybe bubble. We're tired of saying bubble. And now we're like, where are we going? Oh, I can't believe we're an 8. I can't believe we're a 9. We were a 1, and then we were a 4. And we lost in the second game both years. Okay, pretty disappointing. I have news for you. It's really hard to win 2. I mean, look at the competition. If you're watching any of these tournament games, you're going, they look better than me. I mean, they're just all so quick, and they all make 42% of their threes, and we were 30%. We got to get better at shooting, that's for sure. And then who knows who we're dealing with? Who are we piecing together? Could anybody please tell me 5 people that'll be on this team that played? 5.
I just feel like Luke Goody will be back.
I hope so.
Especially because he had so much of the season where he was out.
Well, I know, but I mean, he might have a friend who's an uncle of a friend who has connections at another school that offer XYZ, and he's not able to get XYZ with his package. Whatever. There's just things. And guess what? How many people are trying to get inside of some of these players because they got a guy, and he's got a guy, and they're offering 6 figures? You're going, what? I'm not getting anything here. And it might not be true, but right. you might look at it. And then who's the other guy that he knows from New York who's actually a friend of the uncle from Dallas, and he's part of an NBA team,
right?
And he's got the guy, and they got the numbers, and they know, and you're a guy that really, can you imagine filling your head with gobbledygook about that, and that the fact that you are, the coach isn't using you right, and plus, aren't you sick of him yelling at you? I mean, come on. It is constant.
I'm stressing out just talking NIL.
It is in the good old days when a kid signed and you couldn't leave without sitting out a year, and then they said, no, you get one transfer. COVID! It's just like everything. What happened to your banking? COVID! And why did you miss some? COVID! But the mail was, COVID! That's all you got to do. Say COVID. It has gotten out of hand. And then the Blue Bloods do not like NIL. It is a great equalizer. This is why they can't get everybody anymore, because they can't pay them under the table, because now it's above table. And everybody can play.
Everybody's doing
so
that.
They want to standardize it and make sure that everybody follows some guidelines, because they can't pay more than the other guy because there's no limits. And so the Alabamas of the world and all these other schools are going, wait a minute, man. You got to put some guidelines and some structure, because I can't cheat anymore. So, I mean, we really have. It's a free agency for, quote, student athletes. And for the, and most of them are student athletes, by the way. There's a handful getting money, like money. And others are getting money, but not money, you know, money, real money. Well, there are a number of people now getting up to 7 figures, depending on the school and the position. 7, that'd be a million. And there's a lot of people getting 6 figures, the deal, the package. So it's no longer about your wonderful business school. It is about, oh, that's good. What's the package?
Right.
Well, if we want to get a degree, do you really? Or do you want a lot of money now? Let's go. Tell me. What are you thinking? Anyway, it just got so hard and complex. And this is why I'm blaming, I'm blaming COVID, of course. But I'm blaming the fact that I couldn't read my team. I always kind of had a sense. Football, I'm still tuned in with, because after they lost to Indiana, I predicted bowl game because we were way better than we were, and that worked out. And then basketball, I had us making a run at the end that never happened.
Right.
And I'm blaming COVID, and I'm blaming NIL.
Okay. And, you know, the chemistry, and we had a younger team, and, you know, as far as the injuries, concussions.
But here's the deal. People on these basketball teams have to wear "Hello, my name is." They don't know each other. There's no chemistry. I haven't known DeMonte since junior in high school or eighth grade. We don't have that anymore. there is no chemistry because these guys are in their professional group that have been placed together to play a quartet, in this case, quintet. But it's a violinist and a cello, and they never played together, so it's going to be pretty good, but not as good as if they were together for a year. If we have every, just imagine if we had Terrence Shannon coming back, and it's possible, if he needs to see what he can make on the open market and then make sure it's truthful, and then he's got to find out what the NIL will pay him. Kofi could have made a lot more here than he did in Japan, ultimately. Got bad advice. And then if you have Terrence Shannon Jr. and Coleman Hawkins deciding he needs his final year, and Jaden Epps is fired up again and wants to play, and if you have all your guys, Ty Rogers, Luke Goody, Sincere Harris, we'll be pretty good because we'll have played together for longer than 5 minutes. There's just a lot to it.
Yeah.
All right, so I wanted to play Adam Wainwright again.
Oh, yeah.
This is
we have USA and Japan in the championship game tonight.
Baseball World Classic, don't get hurt. Nolan Arenado got plucked on the hand by a pitch. He insists he'll be in the game tonight and okay, but the Cardinals freaked out because you can't lose your all-star, second in MVP voting last year, third baseman. Okay, so here's and I play it simply because I was a little surprised. But this shows how much Adam Wainwright loves his country. But for him, as a two World Series veteran, he won two World Series with the Cardinals in 06 and 11. In his final year pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Adam Wainwright pretty fired up at the World Baseball Classic.
I mean, I keep fumbling for words when people ask me that. I've never had this much fun playing baseball in my entire life. I've never got to play for my country before, so I think that has a big reason behind why I'm having so much fun. Watching and listening to people chant USA the entire time you're playing baseball, that's a wild feeling, man. I've never had that before. Last night and tonight, two loudest crowds I've ever seen in baseball. I mean, it's just amazing what we're getting to be experiencing right now.
Hold on. Two loudest crowds. What about Busch Stadium when David Freese hit the ball off
right.
the wall? I mean, I can't imagine it being louder than that, but they're in Arizona. But what has come together here, and maybe nobody expected it, is a tremendous following for USA baseball and chanting your country and your pride in your nation. Of what a great country we are, which is kind of too few and far between right now, what people think or espousing when most of the country loves their country. Sometimes you don't get that feeling, but he's just overwhelmed.
My wife asked me who my favorite player on the team was last night, and I went through the entire roster, and I was like, oh, I love that guy. Oh, I love that guy. Oh, I love that. She goes, you love all the guys? I said, I love all the guys. I'm having a blast with all of them, and it's cool to rub shoulders with the best players in the world. Really feel like that's what we got here is a team full of the best players in the world. And, you know, when you can watch them and their routines and talk to them about what they're thinking during situations, it's you can learn. And so you never stop learning, even if you're 41 years old. Adam Wainwright, Team USA, we'll see you in the championship.
Wow. That's right after he was the winner in game, in semifinal game, so he won't pitch tonight. He pitched Monday. Last night was Monday. He pitched Sunday. So gotcha. he won't pitch. Miles Michaelis also pitched in the semifinals.
Okay.
So he won't pitch. So
isn't it cool? All these Cardinals that are involved in this.
Yeah. No. It's and good on the Cardinals to let them. But you know Mets lost their closer for the year. Altuve from Houston is out indefinitely with a finger injury. Yeah. You can get hurt. So there's risk.
Okay.
But you can't coordinate this. But boy, wouldn't it be amazing the first start for Adam Wainwright if Busch Stadium goes USA USA.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. And he would acknowledge that and probably get teary-eyed. But I think somewhere along the line when Adam Wainwright, I mean, I don't know if he'll be the opening day starter. He might be because he and Miles Michaelis.
Can you get the scoop on that when you're live from Busch Stadium?
Well, a week from Thursday, we'll be live at Busch Stadium. But, yeah, but they'll set the starters here this weekend. And I don't know because you've already got him pretty loose and warmed up. It's his last season.
Can you have Adam come on with you, please?
Yeah, I got to get his number.
Okay.
I don't have that.
Get those digits,
yeah, right.
DBJ.
Yeah. But if you had Adam Wainwright opening day, 44,000 standing room only at Busch Stadium, and if you when he walked out to chanting USA, because presumably.
I'm tearing up just.
He would take his hat off and wave it to the crowd. It'd be unbelievable.
Because if they
win tonight, that would be totally appropriate. But we got to get the crowd to start chanting that, and it needs to be kind of organic with some people with an idea to start that. It would be so awesome.
Yeah.
And I would start Adam Wainwright because he has been in competition
right,
already.
For
so,
sure.
So is Miles Michaelis, but you got to go with your guy that's got
right,
his
right.
last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 844 ESPN 93.5. Check your sports and weather coming up.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhaul, or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. The starting lineup includes production manager Jim Hoffleton, graphics designer Kyle Kuzmich, and lead installer Tate Brewster. With these guys, it's all about creative innovation, not custom duplications. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. Full-time benefits include retirement plan, health and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation. To be a part of the Jim, Kyle, and Tate show, visit AftershockDD.com/jobs. That's AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed. AftershockDD.com/jobs.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilet, flow drain. Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
All right, let's check your sports headlines.
Well, we have our Illini in action in Peoria, taking on Bradley at 6 o'clock tonight as far as our baseball team. And we have the Illinois football team starting their spring practices. That orange and blue game is on April 20th. The regional women's gymnastics team from our U of I are going to Norman, Oklahoma for that. Parkland won a couple of games yesterday over Spoon River College. They're doing well. The sports complex in Rantoul will host the Cobras at noon. Coach Rick Pitino, at the age of 70, agrees to a six-year deal with St. John's. And boy, does he have a checkered background.
Well, I mean, you got Kelvin Sampson, cheated his brains out at Indiana,
true.
Got fired. He's now Houston's coach.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't matter. How about the Houston Astros manager now coaching in Detroit? They cheated their brains out with garbage can lids.
Good point.
Why do they all get other jobs? Isn't there penalties for cheating?
Right.
Maybe not.
USA versus Japan. We've been talking about that and how many Cardinals are a part of both sides of this game with Lars on the Japan side. You were talking Adam and Miles on the USA side.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of players that are represented. And, you know, Tommy Edman played in it for Korea, South Korea. So they were all over the world. Pretty cool.
And I think from the world, from the spring training games, I think it's like 17-7 or something. My son Aiden has been watching these spring training games saying the Cardinals are the winningest team.
Right now they are. So we're going to carry Cardinal baseball Wednesday at noon. They play the Yankees Thursday at 5. No, it's Thursday at noon. Yankees Friday at 5. After the boys are done.
Okay.
And then Saturday, Sunday. So we have four in a row Cardinal broadcasts.
Oh, that'll be good practice to make sure we're all ready. And if you want to get in on the sponsorship, you know, just text in Cardinals to 359-2255.
If we have any spots left, you're welcome to explore that
Very
because
good.
Cardinals are popular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Indiana basketball lost to University of Miami the other night, 5-4. Indiana was 4 in men's basketball. And last night, Indiana women's basketball, a 1, top-rated in their region. Indiana women's basketball lost to University of Miami. Same school.
Oh, wow.
Same
That's
school.
That's wild.
Hoosiers.
Somebody had texted in that I didn't acknowledge the NCAA women's basketball bracket action, and I feel bad about that. But
Well, we lost. Who cares? It's South Carolina. They're going to win it all, and let me know when it's over, because that's the way I feel kind of about the men. I watch it because it's great basketball, but I've seen some of the women. It's really, if you've not watched women's basketball, it's they're really good, and it's really good to watch. I'm a fan of it, but I'm a bad sport. Illinois women lost, so why do I care?
Right. I feel the same
way. Silly tournament? Who cares? By now, you've all heard the expression. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit style proof? Order Jet's famous 8 corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now get $5 off an 8 corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Call our expert team today and see if we can help you. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Panhandle Saturday, and it's an increasingly active and moisture-laden one going forward out the next 7 to 10 to 14 days. But at the same time, looks like we'll put the lid on some of this real cold late-season air across the area. Here on this first full day of springtime, increasing thickening and lowering clouds, a couple sprinkles in spots late today, 53 on the expected high, south wind 12 to 24 and gusty rain at times before midnight tonight, especially lows near 40. Tomorrow, windy and mild, mostly cloudy, shower and spots morning, more so tomorrow afternoon, 57 the high, and a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Slowly rising temperatures with periods of showers and a couple of thunderstorms tomorrow night, turning colder for the day on Thursday up to 62 in the morning, then falling temperatures with periods of rain, maybe morning thunderstorm. More rain ahead on Friday, cooler at 48, some sunshine 50 on Saturday, a couple of showers due in for Sunday, and more rain on Monday. High temperatures into early next week, still in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yep, and again, taking people's texts at 217-359-2255. Just text in Dick Van Dyke if you want to be considered for $500 to spend there at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's on North Neal in Champaign. I know. What are we doing here? It's $500.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get in there and start looking within the next 7 days. And then when you're done, you have to do your survey dutifully so that we can find out how Dick Van Dyke did for you so I can share that with their management.
That's right.
And so that's our deal today. I'm handing out $500 bills. If there were such a thing, there is, but it's at the money store where you have to go buy collector's items because they don't print $500 bills anymore. But they used to. We print a $1,000 bill.
Yeah,
you're
somewhere
right. There's a $10,000 bill.
Mm.
$10,000. You have change for $10,000.
I think I've seen that in the Smithsonian in D.C.
Yeah, I think you could still.
They have a money section that's fascinating to
see all the people there, presidents, because there's some people you probably don't know that are on those bigger bills.
See the artwork of the presidential heads and things like that and how they came up with that and the different, you know, coins and. And
you'd probably want to be like the dollar or $5. Of course, that's not much anymore. But, you know, Lincoln and Washington are seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think William McKinley, if I'm not mistaken, is like a $500. And I can't remember the $1,000. But anyway, so we're giving out $500. It's Dick Van Dyke. Just text in Dick Van Dyke if you want to be considered for that. Okay, tomorrow, Ed Martin, Brother Johnny at 7:30 on Wednesdays. And then we will meet Mark Thies. He's also running for school board for Champaign Unit 4.
Right. I had someone texting me. I want to get a question in. So, yeah, 217-359-2255. I had a text out about the Coast fundraiser that's happening at City Center, 505 South Chestnut, next to Fat City. That's Sunday from 2 to 6. We had K-9 Officer Tara Herless on last week talking about this great fundraiser with barbecue, 90s daughter. It's $25. It's Be Kind and Give Grace fundraiser for the Community Outreach and Support Team.
Okay, and don't forget Inspire Yours is also Sunday.
Yes, it is at Carmen's, and that's 2 to 5, so essentially you could go to both events late that last hour to City Center if you wanted to go to that too. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Inspire Yours is the wedding showcase. I think it's $22 or something to get in, but it's well worth it.
Yep.
All the things they've got planned for you in the wonderful bags that she's prepared to.
Yes. And you're gonna love it. Win essentially your honeymoon trip in Mexico. So the swag bags and everything, inspireyour.com.
All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
March Madness is finally here, so cheer on your favorite team during the NCAA tournament at Pia's. Pia's serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger, along with great wings and so much more. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts, along with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. If you're looking for a great spot to watch the game, look no further than Pia's Sports Bar & Grill, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hey, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. That's why I hung in there.
Well, I guess you watch hours of basketball, but what about other sports?
I watch football and baseball, even golf if it's good.
You know, DirecTV's number one in sports programming.
I know they have great sports, but I can't put a dish up at my place.
You have internet, right?
Yeah.
DirecTV streaming gets you more sports than cable for a better price with no contract.
Wait, what? DirecTV is not a satellite?
DirecTV has satellite, but streaming's the thing. It works in apartments and condos, wherever there's Wi-Fi.
I can get BTN and the Cardinals?
DirecTV had BTN first, and the networks that carry Cubs and Cards are included in the Choice Plus package. Plans start at $74.99 a month.
Let me guess, I can get DirecTV streaming from Good Vibes.
Nothing gets by you, huh, Luke?
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs.
Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Come see what's new for spring at Merle Norman. Our airy color collection features weightless washes of color for eyes and lips. New 97% natural and plant-based soft touch shadow glides seamlessly over lids for silky sheer to vibrant color. Choose from 9 versatile singles. Top off your eye look with 4 limited edition rosy shades of nourishing tinted lip balm. Shop while supplies last. The Airy Color Collection is available now at 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.